As my Nordic adventure is getting close to the end, I am enjoying my last moments to the fullest. Therefore, I met with the Swedish band Midrange Burnout. If they don't all agree about being called post-punk, they definitely are extremely goth, and the drummer has Dracula's accents when he speaks English. So of course, I needed to meet them. Stockholm is definitely not a punk city, but with bands like these, it could become one. You are listening to La Tranche.
Yeah, your love gone bad. Now the sea is mad, yeah, the sailor is sad to the siren's way.
Hello. Can you change our voices afterward?
You want me to change our voices?
Yeah, mine too.
I don't like the sound of my voice.
No, I hate mine.
No one likes it.
No.
So it's fine.
As a singer, you don't like the sound of your voice?
Not in a speaking tone, no. Yeah, on stage, yeah. At least I can scream and, like, you know, do weird noises and stuff that you cannot do when you talk.
And you feel like your voice is different from English and Swedish?
When I speak the languages, yes, I do, yeah. And when I speak Spanish also, for cursing in Spanish.
What would be your favorite curse word in Spanish?
I do like the French word as well, like for shit, like mierda, mer. I say that I don't know how many times a day.
Really French of you.
Yes!
So we're missing someone today, but thank you so much for being here. We can have maybe like a round of names to know which voice belonged to who.
Should I be?
You can go ahead.
I'm the dark voice of the band, no? Yes?
Yeah.
Gustav? Very typical Swedish name.
Like the king.
Yeah, like the king.
Yeah, Dmitro.
Yeah, I'm Nikki.
And you are Midrange Burnout.
Yes, I forgot
that. Because that's why we're here today.
Actually, like, I showed some guy our band name, and he said it in French accent. It was so cool. He was like, Midrange. I was like, yeah. Because we don't really like the name.
No, we hate the name, actually.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Where does the name come from in the first place?
We don't know. Like, we had everything but a name for so long. And we were just like, we had this group chat where we were...
Yeah.
Just bombing suggestions. It was just you and I.
Struggling to have a name, actually.
Yeah, and I like deep and pretentious names, and you wanted something more fun, funny.
Has some meaning.
Yeah, and I don't know how we ended up with this.
No.
We were just like, blah, 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 and then...
Isn't ChatGPT?
Yeah, that's true. But I think, like, I usually say that, like, for me, it's because I do have, like, a hearing disability on... mid-range frequencies, so I usually say it's because of that, but for you, I don't know.
Why post-punk?
I don't think it's actually post-punk.
Oh, you don't think so?
I think it's a mix.
Of what and what? Of post and punk?
Yeah, that's a good thing. I think it's like kind of post-punk, but influenced what you like as a different people or members of the band. And, like, Gustav is not into post-punk at all.
No, no, actually I'm not. Well, I just like to play hard. That's my, you know, heavy guitars, heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah.
And I like it hard.
You like Ghost.
I like Ghost. And I'm
you probably
like
mentioned that.
Poison, Kiss, you know. But and I like you guys.
Yeah. Oh.
But I love Placebo.
Ah, yeah, me
so,
too.
Yeah. So that's maybe, you know, I love Linkin Park,
Oh, no.
We're
not 18.
Placebo.
No.
You know, you love Placebo.
No.
No?
No, I mean, I'm okay with them.
You like rock, don't you? Like pure rock?
Yeah, I think me and Eric, and that's how we met, actually. We found each other on the Facebook, and he was, like, posting his, like, video playing something on the guitar, saying, like, yeah, I'm trying to find some people. Here's my influences. And I was into, like, post-punk. I like Idols, Heavy Lungs, all the bands from UK. Yeah. And, like, Shame, Murder Capital, and all basically these famous bands now, or popular.
Yeah.
And then we talked, like, he also likes Idols. We found some similar influences, and we started to play. And then Gustav joined, and we started to play some tunes.
Okay.
And I guess, like, I think Eric is into, like, a lot of musical stuff and a lot of, like, melodies and things. But also he likes these minimalistic sounds and feedbacks and all these chords on the guitar. So,
And what about you, Nikki? What kind of music do you feel like you're making?
I mean, I'm really into, like, indie rock, maybe you call it. Joy Division, The Smiths, everything that's really dark. I would prefer to make... really, really dark music and heavy,
depressing.
Heavy guitar.
I guess, you know, life. life is not always happy.
Yeah. Because I entered the band last.
I was about to ask you, how did you find four daddies to play with you?
Three daddies.
Yeah.
So depressing that the guitar player has to be at home, you know? That's why I picked guys. I was like, come on, why are you the what? No, I'm kidding.
It's Sweden.
Yeah. I know. I'm moving to France. Well, do you want to tell the story of the band before I join?
Yeah, please do.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I think we joined that after I wrote to Eric on Facebook. He had you, like you wrote him before, and he was like checking other guys, and we met, I think it was November 2022?
23.
Yeah, so 2 years. And we start like playing in one of the rehearsal, like per hour rehearsal place in Pretoria, and then we just start to coming up with some melodies and guitar parts and the songs.
It was love, wasn't it?
Yeah, from the first
time. We clicked big time, and we made a happy song that we never played.
Yeah, yeah, we had some songs in the beginning that we just threw out.
Very happy songs.
Before my time.
Yeah. This was before Nikki.
Before the depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before,
yeah. And then I think like we struggled to find the singer for real.
Yeah.
Then we had like one of my like people that I played like from the past in Sweden, like tried some to scratch some bands. He tried in our band, and we played with him, and we recorded actually two songs. And we figured out that it won't work, so we just said goodbye to him.
Yep.
At some point.
How do you say goodbye to a singer without hurting him?
Well, I called. I don't think it's without hurting, to be honest, because he was quite taking it personal or hard. Mm-hmm. But and then Nikki wrote to me, I think,
I
Messenger. Yeah.
So at first it was a boys band.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Feminism,
band.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you arrived, what did you bring to the band? What are the except depression? What did you bring to the band?
Oh my God, I don't know. New energy, maybe?
No, I mean, also, like, I'm also talking technically, like, did you bring songs? Did you bring lyrics? Did you...
Yes.
Yeah.
All of that, like, and I changed the melodies and all the song melody and all the songs.
Mm. And a depth, I would say. Her voice, Nikki's voice, I feel like it's like Lana Del Rey.
Oh, that's a really nice compliment.
I love her.
Yeah. And that's like nice. Idols meeting Lana Del Rey. That's like, that's a nice mix.
Yeah.
I like that.
I would listen to that.
yeah, me too, because I love her.
Yeah, me
I love
too.
You too.
Lana,
yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah.
Please,
so
call me.
It really felt complete when Nikki came.
Okay, that's a really nice compliment.
It is, yeah.
And so how do you proceed, like, from now on, when, like, let's talk about the EP that came out recently. Mm. How did you go from, okay, we're playing together, and now we're having this on the record? What was the process between these two moments?
And that actually also answered the previous question. What I really appreciate is that we are still writing the music, and then we put lyrics on it. So,
okay, so the instrumentals come first.
Yeah, most of the time is like that. But we, of course, like listen to each own opinion, and like if someone doesn't like or thinks that part is shit, we throw it or forget.
Yeah.
And then it's like the vocals reflecting also the feeling of the music and the mood of the songs and everything. Like Latvia, it's like dark song, really.
Yeah,
it's my favorite
one. I think it actually...
You like Latvia? Cool. Oh my God, you like Latvia?
No,
I love Latvia.
I think like Latvia is pretty nice. It's dark and it's kind of like
dark,
just a strange song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
and it's
dark.
Really cool.
It's like Twilight.
Yeah, he has all these Dracula sounds.
We are not a ghost band.
Yeah.
We are.
Oh,
yeah.
I love the guitar.
Yeah.
Do you all write a bit for the lyrics and you just put everything together, or does have like one person is like really in charge of, so you write everything?
Yes.
All the lyrics.
I write
all the lyrics,
everything, yes.
How do you do that?
I have like a pile of notes at home from probably 20 years, no, I have to think how old, 20 years back in time. And so I take some of that and I update it with the person I am today, and
I think we all can relate to the lyrics, even I.
Yeah.
When I hear them, it's like, yeah, you know.
Is Stockholm the capital of rock?
No.
I would say so, but, you know, I like ghosts.
No, I think the stage is pretty small for the rock bands, to be honest.
Yeah.
I even like for the metal bands, quite famous or like big names, there is not that many. And like the local scene is not that huge.
Yeah, how do you find your way in the local scene here?
We try. You start.
Yeah,
please help
it's
us.
Hard. Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you actually play instruments. I find today that like some places they don't have spaces for drum kits, for example. Some people. I mean, house music is really big here.
Yeah.
So people just bring like a USB stick and plug it in and do their thing. So it's I think it's hard.
Yeah, a lot of clubs they shut down because of the noise.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's a lot of
rock.
We have the same problem in Paris.
And that's
shit. Really?
Yeah. Who do you write music for?
I think this sounds cliche, but like from the, not the outlaws, but the ones who are not like, because we're we're not an outlaw, maybe we are outcasts, but we write for the outcasts.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my opinion, I don't know about you.
I think we write for fun
and
to have like this really amazing feeling when you do create something together.
Not outlaws, outcasts, and, you know, that the ones that don't fit
on the
in.
Margins.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as serious as it's sometimes come across, no? We do have, I do joke around a lot in my lyrics. Maybe it doesn't seem that way. I mean, we bring a lot of humor into it. Although it's very serious, I don't know, so it can be like appealing.
We have a lot of fun. We're not very gothic when we meet. Yeah. But I think the music, when I think about it and I listen to it, it's like I can identify myself, my younger me, with the music.
Thank you very much, Midrange Burnout, for being with us today.
Can we applaud?
No, you can applaud.